Hello?
My name is Tamara, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. This call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
Speaking.
How may I assist you?
I'm trying to apply for my unemployment.
I didn't have your social, please.
418-040869.
Okay, you never filed before. Can you verify your name, please?
Gwendolyn Cole.
Okay, Ms. Cole, you never filed before. And the employee that you're filing for?
Wilcox County Commissioner.
All righty. We're going to go on. I got to register you in.
Okay.
Being this was your first time, and your first name is Gwendolyn. G.W. E-N-D-O-L-Y-N. Do you have a middle initial?
J.
And Cole, C-O-L-E.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. 8. And that date of birth, please?
1564.
1/5/1964. Your mother's maiden name?
Cannon.
Cannon or Hannon?
C-A-N-N-O-N.
Thank you. And do you have a driving license?
55-33-007.
55-33-007. Okay, this form I just asked information. I'm registering you. So if it's some questions that seem like I'm asking twice, I may be because I'm just registering you. Now we're going into your claim. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Ms. Cole, we are going in to start your claim. And what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
I do not.
You understand that knowingly making a false statement or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered a fraud?
Yes.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have a trade readjustment allowance certification?
No.
Okay. And you don't have a suffix to your name, and your first name is going to be, we're going into the claim now, so. Okay, and what was that middle initial again? I'm sorry.
J.
J.
Yes.
Call C O L E. Okay. Has your name changed since you last filed? These are questions I know. These are questions they're gonna ask. I don't know. That's soon as I said it, I was like, Lord, she never filed. So these are just the questions that they ask. So have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
I haven't.
Have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years?
I haven't.
Do you have an email address you want on file? It's optional. You can. That's up to you.
Yes.
Okay. And what is it?
G-W-E-N.
Okay. Do it again for me. G-W. G-W-E-N. Is it your first name?
Yes. It's not Gwendolyn. It's going to be Gwen. G-W-E-N.
Okay.
G-W-E-N. C-O-L-E 1515 at gmail.com.
Okay. I have Gwen Cole, 1515@gmail.com. And may I have your phone number, please?
Area code 334-400-4923.
334-400-4923.
Yes.
Date of birth again, please.
1564.
And your mother's maiden name?
Shannon.
Shannon, what was the name? I'm sorry.
Cannon, C-A-N-N-O-N.
O-N, Cannon, okay. And you do have a driving license, correct?
Right.
This state?
Alabama, right.
And give me that number again, please.
5533007.
5533007. Okay.
Right.
All right. And your race, please?
Black. African American.
Non-Hispanic?
No, ma'am.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
I am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Your residential country is United States of America. Your resident address, please?
Do you need the physical or the mailing address?
Okay, you can give me your physical, and if you want to add your mailing address, we do have a space, and it's going to say, is your mailing address the same as your resident address, and it is yes or no. So if you want to add both of them, you can. It's totally up to you.
Okay. Let me add both of them.
Okay,
the
resident.
Address,
okay.
The physical address is going to be 803. County Road 43.
C-O-U-N-T-Y. County Road 43. Uh-huh.
Lot number 2.
Okay, hold on. L-O-T. 2. Okay.
What? Camden. Who? Camden. C-A-M-D-E-N.
C-A-M-D-E-N.
Alabama.
Okay.
36726. Yeah.
And is your mailing address the same as your resident address? No.
It is not.
Okay. And the mailing address?
P.O. Box.
Okay.
502.
Camden,
Alabama.
Okay.
36726.
Okay. 36726.
Right.
Okay. Okay, hold on one. Okay, we have physical address 803 County Road 43, Lot 2, Camden, Alabama 36726.
Correct.
Mailing address, P.O. Box 502, Camden, Alabama 36726.
Yes.
Thank you. And what was your occupation, please?
Security, courthouse security.
Okay. Was you a security guard, ma'am?
Courthouse security. I'm working inside of the courthouse in a security officer. I say it like that.
Okay. Because they have so many different environmental, they got all kind of security, you know, things we have to.
Right.
Okay. Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Yes.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
I'm not.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
10.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$12.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for, are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for, are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government any time between 4/1/2023 and 3/31/2024?
No.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
If you are approved for benefits, you have an option to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. What would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Checking or savings?
Checking.
Need a routing number, please, and an account number.
Hold on just a second for me. Oh, I need my glasses. Okay, hold on just a second. Okay, it's going to be... you need a routing number and a what number?
Account number.
Okay. 06-210-23. Girl, I can't see this thing. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, 06-210-23-00, it looks like C.
That's going to be, because it's, with your routing number, it's only 9 numbers.
Okay, it must be 518-9934.
Wait a minute. 06-210-23-00, that's your routing number, correct?
Okay, yeah.
You remember the account number?
518-9934.
Okay. All right. And this is going to be for Wilcox County Commission, correct?
Right.
Need a phone number for them, please.
Area code 334-682-9112.
334-682-9112. And work location city and work location state.
The work location is, you need a what?
Just the city and the state.
Camden, Alabama.
Camden, Alabama. Camden, Alabama. And I need your employment start date, please. I need a month and a year.
04/2019.
Okay, April of what?
Maybe 8. I say 8.
2019.
Right.
And your last day worked, month, day, year?
August the 12th,
1924.
8/12/2024.
Mm-hmm. And the reason you're no longer working, quit, discharge, lack of work, or other?
Other.
What would be the other, ma'am? I have strike, working part-time, disciplinary suspension, leave of absence, loss of license, reduction in force, lack of transportation, reorganization, restructuring, laid off, is no work available, corporate downsizing, no reason given.
I guess it would be, the county don't have any money, so that would be the funds are low. So
well, laid off is no work available.
Okay, that'll be fine.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Okay, you certify that all your answers are true and accurate?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment. I will be asking you some randomly generated questions.
Okay.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 108 Sox Street, Sax, S-I-O-U-X, 177 Second, 4 Playlocks Lane, 452 Fifth Place.
None of the above.
Based on your background, in what city is 9964 Vera Tower Condo Heights? Gray Bay, Newton, Pelham, Rainsville.
None of the above.
Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 2000 Ford Mustang, 2001 Saturn S-Series, 2004 Audi, 2006 Jaguar.
2004 Mustang.
Okay. Which, what month was Charchi Cole born in? Charie.
1988.
What month? February, June, October, December.
October.
Which of the following streets have you never lived or used as your address? Prenail Road, County Squares App, Old Fellow Lane South, Petaway Lane, or all of the above?
Prenail Road.
Okay. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits Writer Responsibility, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed, filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday, ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certifications either online in the claimant portal, click File Weekly Certification button on the homepage, or by telephone, calling 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday by 5 p.m. Whether filing online or by telephone, you need to remember your PIN number. Now, beginning January the 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must revise your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. So, Ms. Cole, do you have any questions?
No, ma'am. If I get called back to work before this process is completed, do I call you all back, or how do I do that?
No, you just don't call anymore until you need to reopen your claim.
Okay.
You just,
okay, I got you. Okay.
Our transaction has been completed, and this is your proof of submitting your initial claim. This is your transaction number. It's going to be 498.
Will I need that number?
Well, it's just a transaction number. If you need it, just it's just something like with a claimant ID number. That's just a transaction. Well, we can't find you on, Ms. Cole. We cannot find your claim, and you'll say, I have a transaction number. You know something.
Okay.
So it's 498.
Uh-huh.
0-3-3-8-0-5.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So, Ms. Cole,
Will I be sending paperwork through the mail, or how would I know I got approved or denied?
No, you will receive it, but continue filing your weekly certifications every week with your 3 job searches. And go ahead and do that update. That's what a lot of people fail to do, the updated resume under the www.alabama.gov.
Don't have access to a computer?
Doing what?
You saying to file, what am I going with the www.com?
That's your updated resume. That www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov, that would be the website to go under to do that. One time you have to do an updated resume on file. That's one of the requirements. And if you're filing weekly certifications, then you don't have to go on a computer. That's the number for your weekly certifications is that 1-800-752-7389 number.
752-7389?
Correct. And that's the number you can call every week to file your weekly certifications. Now, we filed a claim today, which is Tuesday. So you're good for this week. I just recommend everybody every Sunday, that way you know you've done it on a Sunday, so you don't file again until the next Sunday.
Okay.
See, some people can do it through the middle of the week. I'll be so confused. So for me, I would file. You have Sunday to Friday. Yes, ma'am. So yes, before 5 o'clock to have it done. And you okay. have your, and all you have to do, because once you do your resume, that's it. You just call your claims in every week with the 3 job searches. That's it.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And that, okay. All right. And I thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have a great day on purpose.
Thank you, ma'am. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.